Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, this is Eric Sue. Hope you're doing well. Today is August 6th, 2015, and I've got an awesome show today. I have a friend of mine, Charlie Cates of Muscle Activation Technique Schaumburg, joining us soon. And today's show is going to be pretty interesting because the topic is performance, performing your best and ways to do that. And one of those ways is the way Charlie Cates is going to explain it to us. There's definitely certain ways to stay fit, and there's certain ways to do so that you stay healthy to perform your best. And Charlie is going to be a guest and help us understand that whole concept. Where are we at here? Cool. And so he should be on soon, and we're going to be going over that. I had a special week last week. I was in Lake Geneva recently, and beautiful weather up there, and had done some team activities and some fitness-related activities to build my confidence, and I think that's a huge thing with your journey on health and wellness. And so I'm just checking to see if Charlie is coming on soon. Hopefully he should be in. And we can talk about performance. And I'm just curious to know how many of you guys listening right now are getting ready for fall. Fall's coming around in the corner, and specifically activities outdoor because the weather is better. And so we are getting ready for that on my end as well. Let's see if Charlie is coming in. Remember that you can always email me at eric.su@proality.com with any of your questions and comments. And you can also find me on Facebook at Eric W. Sue Trainer. We are getting a new website, which is great, and that will be coming out fairly soon. A new website that's dedicated more towards health and wellness, and so look out for that. Let's see if Charlie is going to call in today. So the best thing for you guys to do would be to look out for some of the fall activities. Make sure that you guys have some events planned, and therefore you guys are ready for all those activities that are happening. Let's see if Charlie's on. Charlie.
Hey, what's going on, Eric?
All right, you made it. Awesome. I think this is the best solution for the future. I don't know what happened last time, but this is Charlie Cates. He is a friend of mine. He is a MAT specialist. He is very knowledgeable. He is, let Charlie explain a little bit more about himself, how he got started with Matt. And go ahead and get started.
Yeah, thanks, Eric. I appreciate that very much. So I am a personal trainer and muscle activation technique master specialist located in Schaumburg, Illinois. And essentially, I got my start in the fitness world through sports performance. I was always a really active kid. My sport was basketball growing up, and I wanted to improve my own performance as a basketball player. And through that kind of experience, I got to work with other people, first my brother and his friends, and then other high school athletes. And then by the time I got to college, I was working with a lot of college teams. I had some internships working with professional athletes. And then, so that was kind of my trip all throughout college. And then after I graduated college, I moved to Chicago. And the first place I worked in Chicago was at a gym downtown, and there were two guys doing this thing called muscle activation techniques. And I had never seen it, I had never heard of it, but through a number of discussions with them and them giving me an experience of what it was, it really made sense to me as far as what they were trying to accomplish and how it fit in perfectly with fitness and exercise and improving performance. So I dove right into those classes. I had my first course in January of 2011 and kind of took all the introductory courses in about 3 months' time and then moved on to the specialist courses starting in June 2011. I just cranked through those. I graduated in April of 2012. I started practicing then and then went into the mastery level courses starting in September 2012 and took my mastery exam about 9 months after that. So it was a whirlwind of education. I'm now moving through the MATRX program. I should be out in Denver next week for that, but that's kind of been my journey with MAT as far as how I got introduced to it and my educational experience with it.
Awesome, awesome, Charlie. to all my listeners, definitely if you were to sit down with Charlie, he is super knowledgeable. So that education and background he just described really, really, it may or may not do justice, but when you sit down with him, he really knows what he's talking about. Thanks for all that information.
I appreciate that. Absolutely.
So I'm just curious to know, how would you describe MAT to people, Charlie? What would you say in a few words, what it's all about?
Yes. So the number one thing we're trying to do with MAT is help muscles contract better. That's our number one focus, is improving muscular contraction. Now, the analogies that I use are very dependent on the person. So, for example, if somebody is already highly active and they don't have any kind of physical issues going on, their body's feeling really good, they feel like they're performing really well, then we talk about this idea of kind of taking your car into the mechanic to get it tuned up every once in a while. Just like a race car has to go in and get completely rebuilt after every race. You know, if you're out there racing your body, whether it's in actual competition or working out on your own, hey, there may be some things that are getting tweaked that you're not really aware of because they're asymptomatic right now. And so we go in and kind of clean those areas up for you. Now, if somebody is already or not exercising yet, then we start talking about this is a fantastic preparation for exercise because we start to try to figure out where maybe you're most vulnerable for injury and addressing those areas, kind of bringing those areas up to speed. So we're looking at where maybe you are compensating, where there are some muscular imbalances, and then doing specific exercises for those different things. You know, the biggest thing, like I said, is with MAT, we are looking to figure out where the muscular system is not working as well as it should. And we do that by kind of answering the question of what should the muscular system be doing. The muscular system should be contracting. So we're trying to figure out where it's not contracting well. And we do that through some different testing, through kind of checking range of motion, seeing where maybe one side is really tight, and then seeing if there's any weakness associated with it. And then we use exercise to kind of bring back those areas. And it's very kind of specific. I'd almost call it like tutoring for the muscular system to try to get the muscles that are lagging behind back up to speed with everybody else.
Is there a relationship with what you do and performance?
Absolutely. Not only from the type of clientele that we see. But, you know, for people who aren't necessarily into sports or athletes themselves, I mean, performance, you can measure in so many different ways. You see an increase in range of motion. You see an increase in strength. That's technically an increase in performance. But let's say somebody is a competitive athlete. You know, the thing that's going to help them move are the muscles. And so if we can figure out what muscles within them are not working well, then we can bring those back up to speed so they have more toys to use. They have more toys to play with when they go out and race.
I remember you, I was going to say, Charlie, I remember you said something about Denver's Peyton Manning uses Matt for his recovery and performance.
Yes, that's been something that's publicized in Sports Illustrated. They did an article on Peyton Manning's return, and he gave a shout-out and a mention to Greg Roscoff and the work that he's been doing with Greg utilizing MAT. And Peyton's just one example of right, exactly. And so it's not that it's exclusively for high-level athletes, but it is something that is utilized by that demographic.
Yeah, excellent. So speaking of demographics, who would be like ideal good client for you?
Certainly. So anybody who's already active that wants to continue to be active for whatever reason. You know, our big thing is kind of exercise for life. So whatever you're currently doing, if that's something you want to be able to do for the foreseeable future, we want to help you do that. You know, whether it is golfing or triathlons or, you know, lifting weights or things of that nature, or whether it's just kind of playing with your kids and, you know, lifting up your nephews and nieces and things like that. So whatever whatever the things are that keep you active, we want to help you be able to continue to do that. Then the other kind of other end of the spectrum is people who want to be active but currently aren't because of some kind of physical issue. Mm. And so we can help them kind of get their body up to speed so that they can start doing some things. So those are kind of the two primary demographics that we look for.
I remember you talking about runners with foot issues or funions or something like that. And maybe describe those types of people.
Yeah, certainly. So, you know, anybody that is suffering from plantar fasciitis, IT band issues, shin splints, things where a lot, or even like kind of chronic reoccurring hamstring issues or hip flexor issues or tightness. You know, for runner populations, those tend to be fairly common issues. And a lot of times the muscular system is at least in part contributing to that. You know, an example or an analogy that I like to use is that if you have an office staff of 10 people, and all 10 call in sick one day, and you're the only one left to do all the work for all 10, you're going to be the one that's overworked, uptight, stressed out, whereas everybody else is just kind of at home relaxing. And especially if they're not sick, they're just kind of playing hooky. So our job is to find the workers that are just kind of at home playing hooky and get them back to the office to even out that workload. So if you're feeling something like, oh, hamstrings feels like it's always tight, you know, antib or those shin splints are just really, really inflamed with always having to do something, it may be because the things that are supposed to be helping them out aren't doing their job. And so we need to assess for that, and we need to identify those issues early on so they don't turn into long-term issues.
How do people decide whether or not to see you versus someone else, like a chiropractor or massage
therapist? In all honesty, a lot of people come to us after they've tried everything else, simply because our scope of practice, you know, right now, our scope of practice is the muscular system and improving the way that muscular system contracts, which is different than other people's scopes of practice. And so when that is a piece of the puzzle, they're not going to get that piece implemented elsewhere. So if somebody has seen, you know, a physical therapist or a chiropractor or a massage therapist, or let's say they're at like that 85-90% range, but they just don't feel like they're quite back to 100%, this may be that missing piece. So a lot of people come to us after they've kind of done everything else, just because, you know, the awareness of MAT is still growing. So it's not usually on people's radar. It's not usually top of mind for people right away.
Gotcha.
So those are initially the reason. And then the other thing is like I said, we're personal trainers, but we have a training technique that is different than most personal trainers. So
yeah, Describe that. What is your new facility recently?
So again, our philosophy of exercise is that we are looking to help our clients exercise for life. You know, it's not any kind of quick fix or, you know, 90-day challenge or anything like that where it's just, you know, all out for a short period and then, oh, hopefully those results carry on. We're looking to implement a lifestyle of exercise with people and help exercise work for their current lifestyle. So if all they're able to, you know, get away from the office and work and whatnot is one time a week, fantastic. You know, that we can make it work for them and we can make it so it's something that they can continue to do for the rest of their life. So it's not going to be detrimental to their body in any way. So when that kind of mindset vibes well with people, if they go into a traditional gym and they don't like the atmosphere, they don't like all the people, they don't like the loud music, our atmosphere is about as far away from that as you can get. And so people tend to like the intimacy, the privacy, the kind of mellowness of what we offer and still be able to challenge in the, and progress their body in appropriate and safe manners.
Cool. Some of the listeners may be wondering, well, what can they expect when they visit for the first time?
Certainly. So, you know, we start off just kind of sitting down and talking with people, figuring out, you know, what are their goals, what's their medical history, what injuries have they had and whatnot, but why is this important to them? And so we have a conversation about that. We try to figure out really what is kind of at that root cause level of why they want to improve or why they want to maintain where they're at. So we have a pretty in-depth conversation about that. But, you know, the biggest thing that they can expect when they come here is a very open, friendly environment, a group of workers that is super knowledgeable and super passionate about what they do and really caring about providing a superb experience for this person. So they can honestly expect an exercise experience that they're not going to get anywhere else. So if they haven't liked exercise up to this point, it may be a good fit for them because it's literally unlike anything else you're going to find in this Northwest suburbs area.
Sure. Just had the last few questions with you, and I know some of the listeners may want to test your knowledge, Charlie. And so what would be, for example, like best tips to prevent some injuries for anyone who's planning to do some fall running this season?
Yeah.
Because I was earlier talking about, you know, has anyone been thinking about the fall and all the running activities that are happening, opportunities like the 5K, turkey trot, and so forth. So if you could share a few tips on that, just so
absolutely.
That they can sort of like see how you think and what you think is best to prevent injuries for running or just, you know, exercise in general, what would you say, just
Definitely.
A few tips, would you say, in your mind?
Sounds great. So my first thought is a concept that we apply here. It's something called micro progression. And so if you have an end date of, hey, this is when my race is and this is where I need to be, take the time to progress yourself there slowly. Okay, if you go out and you try to do way too much during the first week or your first run out, that's going to put you at a very high likelihood for injury. So look at what you've been doing and then just increase that by a little bit. And then day by day, increase it a little bit until you're at the goal that you want to be at. But don't try to rush that process. So that's going to be number one way to prevent injury. Number two ways is listen to your body. Okay, listen to your body. If you wake up in the morning and you are extremely sore or very achy or things like that, that may not be the time to try to push through something. It may be the time to do a recovery workout or have a really light day or things of that nature. Again, our whole thing is exercise for life. And if you break yourself down in a three-month period trying to get to a race, and that's not really helping you exercise for life. So listen to your body and figure out what's appropriate for you on that day. And the third thing I'm going to touch on is this idea of flexibility or range of motion or things like that. Understand that the range of motion you are displaying, whether something feels really tight or something feels like excessive range, it's all very purposeful. So respect that, and don't try to force your body to get more motion than it has, or force your body into positions that it just doesn't want to be in, whether it's a warm-up routine or a cool-down routine or during your workout trying to go really deep on your squats or something like that. So try to figure out what you're listening to your body, figuring out what your body's telling you, and respecting that what your body is displaying is all very purposeful and all very orchestrated. And if you start going against that, that's when you're putting yourself more at risk for injury.
Nice. Very good. I know our listeners really want to know where you are. How do people can get a hold of you? Please share that with everyone.
Certainly. So like I said, we're located in Schaumburg. And if you're familiar with Schaumburg at all, we're right near the Costco, Noodles and Company, Westwood Tavern. So if you're thinking about Meacham Road, we're just off of Meacham on Remington Road. Okay, so the address is 1375 of Remington Road. You can find us online, which has all the contact information, at muscleactivationschaumburg.com. Muscleactivationschaumburg.com. That'll have all the contact information, email addresses, phone numbers. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/MATSchaumburg. And we just recently got an Instagram account. And Julie, my business associate, has been loving it. So a lot of photos going up on that Instagram account that you can just search Muscle Activation Schaumburg and we'll come up on there. So those are the ways to stay connected with us. That's where to find our contact information. Best way would probably be through the website, muscleactivationschaumburg.com.
Very good. Thanks, Charlie. Any last words of advice for anyone who is starting out in the health and wellness journey? And from your perspective, what would you tell them?
A lot of people see personal trainers as a luxury as opposed to a necessity. And a lot of people see having the time or having the finances to exercise as a luxury as opposed to a necessity. But the reality is it'll pay dividends in the long term. Having somebody properly instruct you early on, not that you have to be with them forever, but at least early on give you ideas of how to do things properly so you don't develop bad habits, so you can help not injure yourself in those early stages when you're still learning, still figuring out your body. So I think that would be a huge thing for people, is to invest a little bit of time and a little bit of capital up front to make sure that in the long term they're rock solid and good to go and can do whatever the heck they want to do for as long as they want to do.
Awesome, awesome. So all my listeners out there, Charlie Cates, a muscle activation technique in Schaumburg, reach out to him via the website, muscleactivationschaumburg.com. All the contact information is on there to reach him. I really thank you for your time, Charlie. Very informative, very helpful. And we're going to see each other a little bit later, but
Okay,
thank you again. And hopefully we can help each other out and give some of their our listeners some ways to live healthier lives. So
absolutely.
Thank you so much, Charlie. Appreciate
it. My pleasure, Eric. Thank you so much. Really, really, truly appreciate it.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds great. Take care.
All right, you guys, there you go. That was Charlie Cates, Muscle Activation Technique in Schaumburg. And, yeah, check him out. He has a lot of information, a lot of knowledge. He just opened up a new location, and I think there's pictures of it on his website. So please check that out. All right, just wrapping things up here. Thank you all for listening. And some upcoming events, just want to mention before I let you guys go. It is August 18th or August 20th of this month, and I am doing some healthy living parties. Check out my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram to see those flyers. Very fun, informative, educational, very relaxed type of event. They're going to be held at Panera Bread in Addison, Illinois, off of Lake Street in 53. If you know where that is, and if you're a loco, stop by and learn something new. Let's see here. Oh, I was going to say something earlier about my Wisconsin trip that I had last week. It was 2 days of team building activities. What I really enjoyed about that, just to let you guys know, is that we are all better people when we know that we can achieve anything, which basically means what are we afraid of and what can we do to improve ourselves. And so with regards to fitness and how I'm going to relate that is, you know, each of us have fitness goals and health goals. And unless we take action and break through what we are afraid of, whether it be going out and walking, whether it be going out and running, whether it be going out to the gym, whether anything about fitness, eating healthier, eating better, taking that chance. We have nothing to lose. We have everything to gain, really. So get out there and do your best. Find a buddy, do your best. Find a trainer, find someone like Charlie. Let me know what you think about things, and let's see how we can help each other out. You can contact me, of course, at eric.su@goalley.com, or you can reach out by phone. Here's my personal line, 630-253-4813. But the show is about to end, and we'll see you at the next show. Thanks.